with WFIW Radio. I'm Justin Boland reporting. Time now for the news from Steve Thompson, your country financial representative located on the square in West Salem. There could be major changes on the horizon regarding how you use the internet. The FCC plans to vote December 14th on net neutrality, specifically regulations that prevent internet service providers from giving preferential treatment to certain websites or services. Net neutrality is a concept guaranteeing all internet traffic is treated the same. SIU senior lecturer Jim Wall says the concept dates back decades, and the Obama administration bolstered it in 2015. The former president's regulations stop internet service providers from blocking certain apps, slowing down speeds to certain websites, or making companies pay to have faster service to their sites. Wall said the goal is to have an open internet. The larger battle is whether or not the internet is a public utility like your water service. C.C. Perry Ubin, co-owner of 4 Southern Illinois Wireless Internet in Marion, said current rules treat it like a utility, which means you have to treat your internet service as a priority. Perry Ubin said you have to take care of your customer. Perry Ubin wants net neutrality to stand. Wall expects the FCC to vote along party lines, 3 Republican commissioners in favor of the repeal and 2 Democrats against it.
Introducing CF Moto Machines, the newest addition to the growing family of fun at Car Corral Power Sports. These ATVs and side-by-sides include a year warranty and a ton of factory-installed options. The new 2017 C-Force 400 is just $3,700. The 500 4x4, $5,199. And the UNZ Force Sport and Utility side-by-sides start at just $79.99 at Car Corral Polaris Can-Am and CF Moto in Flora and CarCorralPolaris.com. For safety and training info, see your dealer.
It's time to talk tires. You know you need them, but you keep putting it off. Now with special Goodyear rebates at Cherry Street Automotive in Carmi, there's no reason to wait any longer. Get up to $80 off select Goodyear tires, or if you use your Goodyear credit card, a whopping $200 back when you buy 4 select Goodyear tires. Enjoy safe and comfortable driving with new Goodyear tires and get money back on select tires too. Ask about Goodyear tire rebates today at Cherry Street Automotive in Carmine.
The annual Festival of Lights event at Leo French Park opened last night. Lighted Christmas displays will be featured throughout the park during the entire month of December. On Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, volunteers will be hosting the event, handing out candy, and collecting donations to help pay the utility bill for the display. Frontier Community College recently awarded the Vicki Lemons Memorial Scholarship for the 2017 fall semester. The $500 scholarships are awarded semiannually to nursing students of FCC. The 3 scholarship recipients include Amber Atterbury of Mount Airy, Macy Lockie of Fairfield, and Desiree Harrison of Sisney. Vicki Lemons was well known and loved in the Fairfield community and at FCC, serving as a member of FCC's nursing faculty from 2006 until passing in March of 2015, Vicki played an important part not only in the education of her students, but also in their everyday lives. A lifetime learner, Vicki was working on her nursing master's degree at the time of her passing, and she was awarded the degree posthumously in May 2015. The Vicki Lemons Memorial Scholarship was by Vicki's family and friends in an effort to give back to the students she loved helping so much. Even in passing, Vicki continues to help students achieve their nursing goals through this scholarship reward. To learn more about the Illinois Eastern Community College's nursing program at Frontier Community College, contact FCC at 618-842-3711. Members of the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force and the Illinois State Police have arrested an 18-year-old Henderson, Kentucky man, D'Angelo Pollard, in connection with a robbery and fatal shooting at Lawndale Apartments in Henderson, Kentucky on Friday, November 10th. According to a press release from Henderson Police Department, law enforcement had received information that Pollard had fled the area and was staying at a residence at 306 South 2nd Street in Albion, Illinois. Pollard will be held in the White County Jail at Carmi pending extradition back to Henderson. The victim, Devin Fields, 21, of Illinois, was found around 5:30 on the evening of November 10th in a parked car at the Henderson apartment complex. According to city police, he had been shot. An Illinois Bicentennial flag-raising ceremony has been set for this Monday, December 4th, at the Wayne County Courthouse in downtown Fairfield. The event will begin at 12 noon and will feature an honored guard comprised of members of the Wayne County VFW and American Legion posts. The Fairfield Community High School Show Choir is slated to perform as well. Dignitaries expected to attend the service next Monday include U.S. Congressman John Shimkus and Illinois State Representative David Reese. The event is free and open to the public. Following the event, a light luncheon will be available to those in attendance. Fairfield Memorial Hospital is hosting a special event reserved for children with sensory issues and or autism to have a special time to visit Santa on December 9th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For children who have sensory issues and or autism, it is often too much for them to visit a busy mall or other public venue to see Santa. If you would like to schedule your child's 20-minute session with Santa, please contact FMH's Administrative Assistant Mary Knight at 618-847-8243. Space is limited, therefore, pre-registration is required. When you call to set up a time for your child, information on your child's likes and dislikes will be gathered in order to be better prepared for their Santa session.
No other laundry equipment is built tougher to last longer than Wisconsin-made Speed Queen washers and dryers from Rush Appliance and Furniture Company. They have a 5-year parts and labor warranty, 15-year transmission warranty, and feature full tubs of wash and rinse water and a lid that doesn't lock just like you liked it years ago. We know this equipment inside and out, so you can be sure that you're buying the machines that are right for your home when you buy Speed Queen at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield and Carmine.
It's that time of year, time for the most wonderful movies of Christmas. This November and December, connect with Wabash's TV services and get access to nonstop holiday programming with the Hallmark Channel, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, and many more. Give the gift of entertainment the whole family will enjoy this holiday season. Gift certificates also available. Like us on Facebook for a chance to win prizes and get great deals. Call 662-3636 and discover all the ways Wabash can connect with you.
Crude oil is at $51.25, effective Friday, December 1st. Paul F. Bub Ingram, 92, of McLeansboro, passed away Thursday, November 30th, 2017, at the McLeansboro Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. He is survived by his wife of 73 years, Lena Faye Ingram, 4 sons, Jack Ingram of McLeansboro, Daryl Ingram of McLeansboro, Franklin Leroy Ingram of Freelandville, Indiana, Benny Lee Ingram of Enfield, and 2 daughters, Patsy Millenbein of McLeansboro and Connie Marie McMahon of McLeansboro. Also surviving are 20 grandchildren and several great and great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services will be held today, Saturday, December 2nd, at 1 p.m. at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with burial at the Old Springer Cemetery near McLeansboro. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until the time of service at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. The Golson Funeral Home is in charge of all the arrangements. 71-year-old former Fairfield resident Karen Elaine Kellerman of Grass Valley, California, died on Friday, November 10th, in Grass Valley, California. She was a homemaker. Survivors include her former husband, Joseph Kellerman of Grass Valley, California, a son, Heidi Kellerman of Rosemary Anderson, 3 daughters, Michelle Kellerman, April Kellerman, and Melissa and Chad Wickersham, 3 brothers, Adrian and Nancy Frodge of Mickensburg, Pennsylvania, Joe and Robin Frodge of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Cameron Frodge of Louisville, Kentucky, 4 sisters, Teresa and Kevin, Eukina of Jeff, Christy and Dwayne Gwaltney of Golconda, Illinois, Gina and David Waldrop of Fairfield, and Eva Springmeyer of Albion, 7 grandchildren and 6 great-grandchildren. A memorial service for Karen Elaine Kellerman will be held at 11 a.m. Monday, December 4th at Nell's Funeral Home in Fairfield. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. Monday, December 4th until time of service at Nell's Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the Nazarene Church in Fairfield and will be accepted at Nell's Funeral Home in Fairfield. 59-year-old former Fairfield resident Cynthia D. Swack of Mount Vernon, Illinois, died at 6:27 a.m. Tuesday, November 28th at Select Specialty Hospital in Evansville. She was a homemaker. Survivors include her companion Roger Lane of Mount Vernon, 2 stepdaughters, Rebecca Lane of Pennsylvania, and Tanya Jolly of Tennessee. Funeral services for Cynthia Swack will be 11 a.m. Monday, December 4th at Nell's Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial at Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be 10 a.m. until the time of service Monday, December 4th at Nell's Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the Nazarene Church in Fairfield and will be accepted at Nell's Funeral Home in Fairfield. With WFIW Radio, I'm Justin Bolin reporting.
G.R. Vaughn's Furniture and Flora is celebrating 57 years in business. They want you to celebrate with them. They're having a huge 57th anniversary sale. All sofas, love seats, recliners, bedroom suites, mattresses, foundations, dining room furniture, and much more are all 57% off. All furniture in stock and special orders all 57% off. The 57th anniversary sale with 57% off at G.R. Vaughn Furniture and Carpet, 100 West 2nd Street in Flora.
Now time for your Classic Hits forecast. Today, sunny with a high near 58. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 36. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 62. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low around 45. Monday, a 20% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 66 and a low around 44. Tuesday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 47 and a low around 25. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 39 and a low around 24. We play the best music around. We're your Classic Hits station, WFIW 104.9 FM.